Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Those scattered showers will continue to come down for this morning, but coming up, I'm going to show you why today will not be a washout.
Today's weather, though, will have an effect on your holiday travel as you are looking live at RDU and I-40. Millions of people will be on the roads and at the airports as the post-Christmas rush pushes forward.
St. Augustine's University is facing a lawsuit from its former football coach. Why he says he was fired unjustly and what he wants from the school.
And can you believe it? 2024 is only a few days away. The final preparations for Raleigh's first night celebration and the fun that will be in store as we ring in the new year. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. Good morning to you. I'm Keely Arthur.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here as we get things started together. It is kind of a dreary start out there. It is not cold.
Cold. You said if there's that humidity.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little odd for December.
It is. Very weird December temperatures. Peter Sherwood is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with a look at that radar.
The radar showing us the rain this morning across our north and eastern counties. All the showers that are out there are moving to the northeast as well. Drier conditions going on for Sanford, Pinehurst, and Fayetteville. We can see some of the rain clearing up across southern and western Wake County. We're seeing some drier conditions in Chapel Hill and Durham County. You guys are seeing some of that rain clear up as well, still coming down pretty steady in Rocky Mount, Wilson, as well as Henderson and Goldsboro. The rain is going to lift towards the north and east throughout the morning here. We are going to see considerably drier conditions for the lunch hour. Here's a look at 12 o'clock, and we're expecting some spotty showers to still be around if you still have lunch plans, or perhaps you are going to hit the roads around that time. I think you should be fine, as most of the rain will clear out of our region. Similar case around 5 o'clock, spotty showers around with a lot of cloud cover. Most of us will be on the dry side going into those hours, and tonight the clouds will decrease and we're going to see some improvements for tomorrow. Here's a live look at Clayton. The streets are wet. The showers are coming down. 57 degrees for the triangle. Some of you guys in the 60s this morning, like Clinton at 62. By the afternoon, our temperatures are going to be above normal again. 65 for the afternoon high. Those evening temperatures falling off into the 50s if you're heading out to a skating rink or planning to go for a walk. Coming up, I'm going to show you the cool down that will accompany those showers that will be moving out.
Here in the WRAL Live Center this morning, we're keeping a close eye on conditions out there on the road and the crashes that are popping up with that rain Peter was just talking about. We've got a number we're keeping our eyes on here. One down here, the 440-40 interchange. Another up here, 440 near that 401 split. Finally, a pair up here, 401 near that Zebulon Road interchange. This right here, there is a lane closed right here, so you want to keep that in mind as you're heading into the city. Otherwise, looking pretty good out there. I-40 at Airport Boulevard right now. You can see those wet roads, the water getting kicked up as those trucks come flying past today. And those conditions definitely leading to some more problems than we were seeing just yesterday. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is out there on the side of I-40, keeping an eye on that traffic for us this morning. Kelsey, what are you seeing?
Eric, just a lot of wet roads here this morning. So we're on I-40 near Lake Wheeler Road. So you can take a look at how traffic is moving smoothly here. And if you're headed out today, please just be careful because these roads are really slick. One thing that may make your drive a little bit easier today is that there's no major construction. NCDOT paused most of their big road projects to keep holiday traffic flowing. AAA estimates that there are 2.5 million more drivers this holiday season compared to last. And tomorrow and Saturday are expected to be the busiest times for folks to be out on the road. And good news for drivers today, gas prices are low right now. New data released from AAA within the last couple of hours shows that the average price of gas here in North Carolina is $2.94 a gallon. That's just a few cents lower than what we saw last week and definitely lower than what we saw last month. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And the post-Christmas travel rush is happening at RDU as well, where we have a live look for you this morning through those raindrops. There are just one delay and three cancellations after a busy day yesterday saw nearly 100 flights delayed. So we're glad to report those numbers lower. This year's holiday travel season has seen only a fraction of the delays and cancellations we saw last year, in part because the airlines have beefed up hiring ahead of the end of the year rush. And weather was the main cause of Tuesday's delays. Heavy snow and rain in the plains and parts of the Midwest caused a backup at hubs across the country.
I think it had a little ripple effect because I think the flight before us was delayed an hour, and then ours got delayed like 2 hours.
RDU is expecting record crowds through the end of the week, so it's a good idea to give yourself a little extra time before your flight, especially if you plan to check a bag.
Some breaking news to tell you about. An overnight fire caused damage to a Roseboro Rescue and EMS building that's over in Sampson County. Now, crews responded to the fire at the building just around 11:30 p.m. When they arrived, they found a rescue vehicle. There it is, on fire. The vehicle was destroyed. Officials say the building is unusable in its current condition.
Discussions between the U.S. and Israel about the ongoing war with Hamas are taking another step forward. On Tuesday, a senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with members of the Biden administration in Washington. A White House official says they talked about the need for Israel to focus on high-value Hamas targets. They also talked about taking steps to improve the humanitarian situation and minimize harm to civilians. Netanyahu has vowed there is a long fight ahead, and Israel's military leaders have not shown any indication of letting up.
More drama for St. Augustine's University as the former football coach Howard Fagans is suing the university over his October firing. In his suit, Fagans says St. Augustine's irreparably tarnished his coaching career by firing him for, quote, pretextual and unlawful reasons. He claims he was intimidated into silence when bringing up concerns with how the football program was run before he was fired. Now, the university says he was fired for fielding two ineligible players. The lawsuit is seeking $50,000 in payments. St. Augustine's offered WRL no comment on the lawsuit.
A mother in Fayetteville is grieving the loss of her son and daughter-in-law who were killed in a car crash Christmas morning. Jada Fields was on his way to his mother's house with his wife Patricia when they were hit by a driver who ran a red light. Jada's mother, Priscilla Fields, last saw her son and his wife on a birthday just a few days ago. The couple had been married 29 years. They had three kids. Priscilla Fields says the tragic loss has left an irreparable hole in her heart.
It's hard to lose a child, but when you got a child that was good as my son, mm-hmm. he looked out for me. It was, if he had it, he would give it to me.
26-year-old Michael Smith is facing charges in the deadly crash. Those charges include two counts of death by motor vehicle, reckless driving, and running a red light.
Today, the next step toward you being able to place wagers on sports in North Carolina is happening. Today is the deadline for mobile sports betting operators to submit their applications to the State Lottery Commission. The commission will have 60 days to vet the applicants and approve the licenses. That could allow for sports betting to begin as early as March, right in time for the NCAA basketball tournament.
Putting the finishing touches on WRL First Night Raleigh, just 4 days away now. We're expecting tens of thousands of people to pour into downtown. It's the 32nd year of the largest New Year's event in this part of North Carolina. Expect the usual favorites like the Ferris wheel and the City of Oaks staple, that giant acorn. It'll drop with a fireworks display at 7 and then again at midnight. New this year, a different amusement ride called the Tesla AC. Early birds can hit the City Plaza music performances and the children's celebrations starting at 2 o'clock. The people's procession and music at the main stage kicks off at 6.
Everyone's just pouring into these downtown businesses to support our city, and it's just such an amazing benefit of this festival.
So the event lasts from 2 p.m. through midnight. You can go to firstnightraleigh.com for ticket details. We are your home for WRL First Night Raleigh. Expanded coverage of all the fun starts Sunday, 10 p.m. on Fox 50. Our coverage will continue straight through the midnight acorn drop and those fireworks. You can also watch the acorn drop on WRL right after Sunday Night Football.
There is so much to celebrate today. You can catch WRAL's Chris Lee and Pat Welter live in Charlotte for Duke's Mayo Bowl. UNC will take on West Virginia for a chance to win the trophy. The game starts at 5:30 with the Mayo Bath following right after. And Casey Hintz is in Orlando for NC State versus Kansas State in Pop-Tarts Bowl. She'll have more coverage later today and tomorrow.
We're 610 right now, and a warning about some of the tiny batteries that come with popular Christmas toys. The dangers that have an ER doctor at Duke saying you need to watch out for closely.
And one of the stars of the Oscar-winning movie Parasite has died. The circumstances surrounding his death today in South Korea.
And we've got showers out there for this morning, but it's not going to be a washout today. High temperatures are going to be mild, but notice the temperature trend. Those numbers are going to be dropping as we head throughout the week into the weekend. Coming up, I'm going to show you what to expect if you're traveling across the nation today.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Improvements are happening this morning with the rain clearing out. All of our showers that are out there on our dual Doppler 5000 confined across our north and eastern counties. We're going to continue to get those showers that are still in our north and eastern counties to move into Virginia as we head through the rest of the morning. We have Clinton right now with some wet streets at this hour. It's warm out there, 62 degrees and 57 degrees for Durham. We're seeing 61 out there in Goldsboro. We will see some spotty showers into the afternoon. It's not going to be widespread. It will be limited. Most of us will be dry. And then tonight, it's going to be a mild one with those temperatures from the 60s this afternoon into the 40s.
Peter, thank you. Now, one of the stars of the Oscar-winning movie Parasite has died. A South Korean news agency reports Lee Soon-kyun died after being found unconscious in a car at a park in Seoul earlier this morning. Now, police say Lee's wife found what appears to be a suicide note. Lee had been under investigation over allegations of illegal drug use. He was just 48 years old.
Authorities are investigating an explosion near the Israeli embassy in the capital city of India. No one was hurt in the blast, but Israel's foreign ministry says the circumstances behind what caused it are unclear. Police in New Delhi are helping Israeli security forces in that investigation.
An ER physician at Duke is warning about the dangers of those tiny button batteries that come in many new electronics, toys, and games gifted for Christmas. The batteries are small, but they can be a big problem if swallowed. They can burn a hole in a toddler's esophagus in less than 2 hours. According to one physician we talked with, that can create severe medical issues.
The even scarier part is your aorta, which is the largest blood vessel in your body, lays right behind the esophagus. And so then that's a really scary problem, which can lead to life-threatening bleeding.
From 2011 through 2021, the Consumer Product Safety Commission reports there were 27 deaths and more than 54,000 injuries treated because of this. Doctors recommend you take inventory of your home and make sure these tiny metal objects are just out of reach.
As we near the end of 2023, a busy year of space exploration has drawn plenty of expectation for some giant leaps coming in 2024. A big part of America's space development this year has hinged on Elon Musk's SpaceX. Competition, though, could be catching up in 2024. For the first time in 50 years, NASA astronauts are expected to complete a loop around the moon. This morning on Today, NBC's Tom Costello will have more on what's coming in the space race in 2024. Today airs right after this newscast, 7 o'clock on WRAL.
Take a look at this video. It is not every day you can show off your ice skating skills right in front of your house for the whole neighborhood to see. Well, people living in Bismarck, North Dakota were hit with a winter storm this Christmas, and the ice storm turned the roads into a makeshift ice skating rink. And they took advantage of it. I mean, why not?
You gotta get a pretty good rainstorm and then a quick cold snap to get that ice thick enough to skate on right on the street there. It's pretty cool. Certainly not the conditions here, as we have abnormally warm temperatures for December. Peter Sherwood in the WRA Severe Weather Center, and some precipitation today.
65, that's going to be our high temperature. Remember, this time of the year, we should see those temperatures in the 50s for the afternoons, and that's not going to be the case. And with that, the moisture that we are seeing out there right now is falling as rain. So if you're heading out in Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, Raleigh, you are seeing the showers this morning, but we are seeing the steadier rainfall along our eastern counties, along I-95. We still have some of those showers across Henderson, Granville County, Vance County, but this is clearing out fairly quickly. And, you know, earlier this morning around 4:30, we were seeing some of that rain come down pretty steady across 40, 440, 540 in Wake County. And now those showers are moving towards the north and east, bringing some drier conditions across 40 as well as 540 this morning. Most of the rain, again, setting up along 95 for Rocky Mount, Wilson, down into Wayne County. We are going to continue to see that clear as we head throughout the morning. We racked up just a little bit under 2 inches of rainfall for our viewing area, and I won't be surprised if we get about a quarter of an inch of rainfall for the rest of the morning with this round that is moving across our north and east. So we have this area of low pressure that's in place, pumping in all the moisture from the Atlantic, feeding into North Carolina. It is going to pull away from us throughout the day, and as it does so, we are going to see those drier conditions move in. So the 60% chance that we have in place for today is mainly for this morning. Come this afternoon, we'll be looking at a 20 to 30% chance of rain as some spotty showers will linger. Drier for tomorrow and for Friday, rain chances will be limited if you're thinking about hitting the roads. As we take Futurecast through, look at those showers moving towards the north and the east, spotty showers moving in for the lunch hour, and it's going to stay like this throughout the late afternoon as well, with those on and off periods of light rain moving through at times. Tonight is going to be a dry one. If you're traveling across the U.S., Mid-Atlantic, that's where we're going to see the rain today, up into the New England coastline. Some snow showers and rain across Kansas City. Then tomorrow, Chicago, dealing with that wintry mix, we are going to dry things out across the southeast. Those big hubs like Atlanta, Dallas, we'll be seeing some dry conditions into the afternoon. And Friday, it's going to be a quiet travel day for most of the U.S. As we go ahead and take a look at our temperatures as we head into the next several days, it is going to be a really mild today, and then that cool down is on the way. A live look at Clinton with some wet streets right now. It is 57 degrees in the triangle, and as we head into the afternoon, we're talking about a high temperature of 65 degrees above normal today, but that turnaround is moving in. That winter feel will set up on Friday with a high of 52. Temperatures in the 30s as we get the day started here, leading into the weekend at the beginning of next week. We'll ring in the new year with highs in the 50s.
Keeping an eye on traffic here in the WRAL Live Center. Things remain busy out there on the roads. One new crash to tell you about popping up down here near US 1 and US 64. This is causing a couple of minutes of delays if you're headed in that way, so you'll want to keep that in mind. Again, a smattering of crashes here between 440 and 540. No backups there, but we are checking in on those. Finally, this crash up here, 401 and Zebulon Road. We've been telling you about that all morning. Lanes closed there. You're going to want to watch out for that. We've got WRAL's Brett Neese on the way there right now to do a check and see how things are looking on the ground there. Taking a live look outside now, this is I-40 and Airport Boulevard. You can see there things very wet out there on the roads, very slick. If you are out there, you are going to want to take it slow, take a couple of extra minutes, and be safe out there, because obviously we do have a lot of crashes popping up on the map.
Great advice. Thanks, Eric. A blood drive today in Raleigh will celebrate the life of a fallen hero. The project his wife created to honor his legacy and raise awareness to the hazards of firefighting.
And it's a record no team wants to hold, but the Detroit Pistons now hold it. Their fans are frustrated after seeing their team lose for the 27th time in a row.
Johnson with the pump fake into the corner, Finney Smith. Oh!
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Welcome back. Today in What's Trending, after weeks of speculation, we now know more about Mariah Carey's split from her longtime boyfriend.
Yeah, Brian Tanaka opened up about the breakup on social media, and he said their decision to split after 7 years of dating was mutual. He says they have profound respect for each other and are grateful for the time they shared. Tanaka and Carey met a decade before they started dating, when he was a dancer on her Adventures of Mimi tour. Carey has not commented on the split yet.
That's the way to play it. Just keep it silent. Mariah's been married twice before.
Okay.
We hope she finds some true lasting love.
It's tough around the holidays, you know? Songs playing all the time. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He probably is walking through a mall right now and hearing Mariah. Well, Jeopardy! Host Ken Jennings is giving his thoughts about the departure of former host Mayim Bialik. Jennings says he was, quote, caught off guard by the news earlier this month that Bialik would not be back on the show. She had been hosting the version of the syndicated game show host. He says he loved working with Bialik and will miss her. Jennings will continue on as the show's now sole host.
Apparently, Ken was not in on the decision-making process on that one. I don't know. Maybe Bialik is back to, you know, some old episodes of some of her former shows. I don't know. You remember?
Yes.
What they are.
The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, that Big Bang Theory. You want to go back further, Blossom back in the 80s.
Oh, right. Know. Yeah. She'll find something new and be great at that.
She's quite talented. The Detroit Pistons are not so. They are the record holders right now that no team wants. Pistons lost 118-112 last night to the Brooklyn Nets. It is the 27th game in a row the Pistons have lost. It's the longest single season losing streak for an NBA team ever. They haven't won a game since October 28th. The record for the longest losing streak overall is 28 games by the Philadelphia 76ers, and that one spanned the end of one season and the start of the next. So the Pistons could tie that mark in their next game tomorrow night in Boston. Well, they I don't know if you want to bet on it, but the next step in the legalization of mobile sports betting in North Carolina begins now. How much longer it may before you can place a wager here?
And this area of low pressure continues to fuel rain across our region. Coming up, I'm going to show you why today will not be a washout.
And it's another busy day for post-holiday travel at RDU, where you are taking a live look how weather here and across the country is making getting home kind of an issue.